And thinking about this next story, producer Emiko Tamagawa threw out the question, hey, what's the plural of apocalypse? To which production assistant Kainat Khan replied, isn't that technically impossible? An apocalypse, by its very nature, is, after all, a singular event. Well, maybe not this summer. Check out these trailers.
I think it's the apocalypse. It's all in here.
And he opened the bottomless pit.
Everything on this planet has evolved to kill humans.
Life as we know it will come to an end in 90 days.
It's on us to change that.
We are going to get to the world's end if it kills us.
Today we face the monsters that are at our door. Today we are canceling the apocalypse.
Pacific Rim, before that, The World's End, World War Z, After Earth, This is the End. Apocalypses are in this summer, and joining us to talk about why, Boston Globe film critic Ty Burr. Ty, quickly, speak quickly, because...
The world is upon us. Right. The end of the world is upon us. This summer, this is our entertainment slate for the summer. Hollywood has decided we want to see the apocalypse and its aftermath. There's even comedies coming out. There's This is the End. There's one called Rapture Palooza. I mean, this is what we've come to.
Why do you think that is?
I think there are a couple of things going on here. One is just the commercial movie imperative of summer blockbusters, which is that every summer's blockbusters have to have bigger explosions than the summer before it.
Right.
And eventually, it just has to go planetary. I mean, the special effects have gotten to the point where we can envision anything we want to, and audiences do like to see things go boom on screen in 3D, in IMAX, and so why not just take it as macro
right.
as possible?
As far as you can go.
But I do think that our culture does remulch a lot of our feelings about what's going on in the world, about what's going on our planet, about what's going on in our city and in our country and in other countries, and channels those anxieties into entertainment. It's kind of what art pop culture does.
Yeah.
We don't look things directly in the eye. We turn it into fun.
Well, and just to get to that escalation point that you mentioned, we had Iron Man 3, and it does seem to be notable for the number of things blown up. And, of course, Iron Man was part of last summer's big hit, The Avengers, in which New York is attacked by aliens. There were explosions everywhere. And in Iron Man 3, right at the beginning, Iron Man has to fight off an attack on his home. Let's just hear a little of that. So Emiko, our producer, has written down this little prompt for me of what would be in this clip. Loud music, gunfire, explosions, lots of exclamation points.
That's pretty much a script for Hollywood these days for a summer movie.
Well, but that's sort of, as you say, the entertainment feature. But then you have the new Will Smith film, After Earth, or Elysium, another film due out later this summer. And it's this bleakness. What's going on there?
After Earth involves Will Smith and his son, Jaden Smith, visiting a ruined Earth after humanity has moved on. And Elysium stars Matt Damon. It's by the guy who directed District 9, so it's going to be fairly thoughtful while giving you lots of Big Bang Boom. But it's about Matt Damon, again, visiting a ruined Earth while all the rich people live, you know, the 1% live in a shiny space station. And like I said, these movies are channeling and mulching up anxieties that we have about the split between the haves and the have-nots, but they're turning it into summer entertainment. And I also think that a lot of our worries about climate change and what's going on with the planet are feeding into this notion that the Earth is wounded and maybe, you know, what's going to happen if you play that out a couple of centuries? What's it going to look like?
Does Matt Damon jump up and yell, Occupy?
Soylent Green is people, you know, who knows, something halfway between.
It's the new Star Trek film, Into Darkness. I mean, you're talking about how it might be channeling anxieties. There is a terrorist act fairly early in the film. Captain Kirk, played by Chris Pine, and the crew of the Enterprise tasked with hunting down the perpetrator. And he does capture and confront him. Let's listen to a little of that scene.
Let me explain what's happening here. You are a criminal. I watched you murder innocent men and women. I was authorized to end you. And the only reason why you are still alive is because I am allowing it. So shut your mouth.
Oh, that's going to resonate.
No kidding. Yeah. Well, and in fact, the movie starts off fairly early with a terrorist attack on London, and Kirk actually looks at the surveillance footage for the perpetrator, and boy, if that isn't an echo of what we've been through recently in this city. And Iron Man 3 has similar domestic bombing scenarios. And of course, these movies have been in development for months, if not years, and yet they play to fears and anxieties and stuff we're going through in real ways. And again, I almost question, what's the intent here? Because somebody going to see Star Trek Into Darkness is going to be, get a big, very entertaining blockbuster summer movie, early summer movie, but they're also going to be dealing with images and issues that are very, very pressing and that we have trouble wrapping our minds around.
Well, and there's also going to be some pretty big names. Usually when you think of these apocalyptic kind of crash-bang films, there's Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, Will Smith doesn't surprise me, you know, Men in Black. But Brad Pitt is in World War Z. When I first saw the pictures come out of Brad Pitt clinging to his children as the zombies closed in on them, I thought, well, what's going on there?
Well, you know, zombies are at this point a universal metaphor for everything that's coming to get us. And I think you pointed out an interesting thing. It's not Arnold Schwarzenegger saving the world anymore. It's not even Bruce Willis. Will Smith is there, but he's a dad. He's got his actual son in this movie. And Brad Pitt's playing a family man and heroic UN employee trying to stem the zombie attack. These are average people, or much more so than the, you know, Sylvester Stallone, Schwarzenegger heroes of the 80s and 90s.
And by the way, it's okay to go to an apocalypse movie because Brad Pitt's in it.
Yes, yes. It's okay. He and the UN will save the world.
That's right. It gives it a little more cachet that you might even be able to go to without some sort of disguise if you don't ordinarily do. But also, as you said, Tiber, humor. Let's listen to a little more of the This Is the End trailer. This is actors including Seth Rogen, James Franco, Jonah Hill playing themselves facing the end of the world, in case you ever wondered how they would react. And here's how they will react. Here's them dealing with issues like dwindling food supplies.
We got 12 bottles of water, 56 beers, Nutella, CT Crunch, a Milky Way.
Can I have that Milky Way?
No, you can't have the Milky Way. It's my special food. I like it.
I want some of the Milky Way.
I'd be pretty bummed if I don't at least get a bite of the Milky Way.
What we've got here is the first Hollywood meta-apocalyptic comedy with bromance actors playing themselves. It's the end of the world with our favorite Hollywood stars either biting the big one or surviving. We're turning this all these panicky ideas into Hollywood comedy.
But if you're not, Tiber, a fan of apocalypsi, films, what do you recommend this summer?
There's a wonderful film called Stories We Tell by the actress-turned-director Sarah Polley. It's one of those my screwed-up family documentaries, but she sort of takes a meta approach to interviewing her siblings and her father and searching for her real father, and it's very smart and one of those movies that sort of reveals more and more about her family and people in general as it goes.
I can't wait to see that.
Another really, there's a new Woody Allen movie coming out later in the summer called Blue Jasmine with the typical great cast. I saw a wonderful film the other day called What Maisie Knew.
I want to see this.
It is an adaptation of a Henry James novel from the turn of the 20th century updated to modern day Soho. It is really smart, but more to the point, emotional without blowing the world up.
Oh, there you go. We've been talking about films, apocalyptic and otherwise, with Boston Globe film critic Ty Burr. Ty, thanks as always, and we'll have your list at hearnow.org.
Thanks.
So we've planned your whole summer cinematically. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Hope you're having a reflective Memorial Day, and please join us to see what this week brings here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.